Welcome, my dear human. I've been waiting for you. Oh, no. Don't be frightened. It's all right. It's me. What do you mean, who? Who other than you or me would be at this lonely shrine? Silly human. This is my shrine. I am the spirit who resides here. Of course. That may be hard to accept so suddenly. I shall put your suspecting mind at ease with proof of my claim. 4 days ago, you were sweeping the step, as you always faithfully do at the end of your toils here, and you found a single maple leaf that had already gone orange and fallen in the late summer. You picked it up and laid it upon the altar inside, and bent your head and prayed for a moment. Yes, my dear, you're not wrong. I could have been spying upon you without your notice. My observation of you does not serve as proof of my identity. However, I think you may yet be convinced, as I am the only other being who could have heard the prayer you said inside your heart then. Fair weather on my neighbor's field, good fortune for my friend, smooth earth beneath the traveler's heel until their travel ends. That is an old prayer, no longer spoken these days, and you spoke it silently to the only one who would be able to hear. And hear it she did, my lovely one. Indeed, dear human, I am her. Oh, no. You do not need to kneel before me, my dear, and you have nothing to ask forgiveness for. I beg you, please, rise to your feet. You've shown me more than enough devotion all this time. If anything, I should be the one bowing to you, my precious one. After all, you are the reason that I am finally able to take this form after all this time. Please, no need to be so formal. Goddess is far too grand a title for a long-forgotten spirit like myself. My lady is also still a bit too distant. What shall you call me then? Well, I really think I'd like it if you just called me by my name, Nalona. Don't be silly, sweetheart. You have more than earned the honor. I want you to. Truly, I insist upon it. Please, say my name. I want to hear it from your mouth. Ah, it sounds so lovely coming from your lips. I'm so glad I finally have the chance to show myself to you. You see, I wasn't able to manifest physically in this world for a long time. Well, as you saw when you first found this place, my shrine had been long abandoned and I long forgotten. When spirits like myself, who thrive on the devotion and offerings given to us by humans, cease to have anyone pray to them, our power fades and weakens. I was worried that the same thing was going to happen to me. I was so lonely for so long. But then you arrived. I remember that day clear as crystal. You stumbled into this grove thinking you were lost. But when you realized that my shrine had been sitting here abandoned for so long, You immediately knelt down before the offering table. You apologized that your ancestors had forgotten me and let it fall into disarray. And not only that, but you later returned with tools and supplies to clean and restore it. I was so shocked then. You are the only human to visit my shrine in decades, let alone offer your prayers here. When I heard your prayer for the first time, I couldn't believe it. I had almost forgotten how beautiful human hearts sounded, and how the feeling of having an offering placed on my altar felt. I watched you working to return my home to its former dignity for days, weeks, months, always with such great care. Before long, I found myself feeling stronger and stronger each time you visited, still not enough to let you see me. As time went on, I wanted nothing more than to be able to do something for you in return, besides granting you small blessings of protection for your journey home, or tiny motes of good fortune with what little power I had regained. You single-handedly returned my shrine to its previous virtue and saved me from the desolation of loneliness. And ultimately, I fell in love with you. Yes, my love. I know this may be a lot to take in so suddenly, but it's the truth. I just can't stop thinking about you, can't stop dreaming about you. And now, I can touch you. I can hold your hand like this, hug you. And now that I finally can, I've decided that you will become mine. Shh, 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 it's okay. You don't have to say anything, my dear. I already know you love me too. I can feel it radiating from you. No need to be so modest now, dear human. It's obvious now. Our love was destined to be, despite the taboo between the pairing of a spirit and a mortal. But I don't care about that. All I know is that you are going to be mine, and so shall I be yours. Yes, love, I mean it. I want you to be with me, to be mine forever. My beloved darling. That said, I do not wish to force anything against your will. But as long as you do not hate the idea of being with a lonely little goddess like myself, then I intend to shower you with the full extent of my appreciation and love. I was hoping you'd say that. You really are the cutest. And on that subject, there is something I'd like you to do for me now, my dear. Oh, you are so perfect. Yes. It is certainly within your power to do. It's very simple, really. In fact, you don't actually have much to do at all. Follow me over here to the shrine chamber. Now, just sit here next to me on the bed and close your eyes. Yes, love, you must close them to start with, lest I become too shy when I kiss you. Yes, kiss you, my dear. What? You don't want it? Don't be silly, darling. Of course you are deserving of it. Of this. And so much more. I see you're still unsure. Please, sweetheart, trust your goddess. You have earned this reward, along with the thousands more I intend to shower you with. Of course, I'm sure. Now, close your eyes, my love. Good. And I'll just... Yes. Now. Kiss me back. I haven't felt lips on mine in centuries. Oh, my love, that was wonderful. I can't, huh? You think, what? Stop. Why? You didn't like it? Did I do something wrong? You did like it? Then why do we have to stop? Oh, my darling. That's nothing to be worried about. That warm, light-headed feeling is my spiritual power spreading into you. That's all. Yes. And it will get even better, love. You're not sure it's appropriate to do this with a goddess? Darling, you do know what kind of spirit I am, right? I am a goddess of fortune and protection and fertility. I can't think of a single thing I'd rather be doing with the person I adore. So, it's absolutely okay to do whatever you want with me. And despite what your mouth says, it looks like the rest of you is very okay with this. Don't be so nervous, my darling. Just lay down and let my affection claim you. Let it fill your heart with passion and your body with desire. I can tell you're trying to restrain yourself. That's precious of you, my love. It's unbelievably sweet how much you want to treat a bygone spirit like me as a proper goddess. It's so sweet that I almost can't take it. Right now, I don't want to be treated as your goddess, but as your woman, your partner, your lover. And I really just couldn't bear it if you were to leave me all alone again. You are the only one who has proved loyal to me after all this time. The only one who cared about me. I need to properly reward you for your loyalty. And I thought I could start by taking care of your hard, aching cock with my soft, sweet, pussy. No need to try and hide it. After all, my aura is only going to make you more and more excited the longer we spend together. And I want to begin rewarding you as soon as possible. After all, I can't hold back much longer either. Won't you let your goddess serve you like you served her? Don't you want to feel your hot, throbbing cock sliding into my soft, tight hole over and over and spray your hot seed deep inside my womb over and over and over? Just nod your head, darling. Good answer. I love an honest human. Now relax, love. I'll get rid of those clothes for you. And the rest of my robes. There. Now you can see everything. Every part of this needy body that will soon belong entirely to you. Smooth skin, sensitive breasts, my soft lips, my even softer lips. And they will all be yours to indulge in as you wish. So now, I want to prove that I am truly yours. Sit back, and I'll get on your lap. This. Ah, you. You're so warm against my thighs. Burning almost. I can hardly remember the last time I touched another so physically. It's wonderful. You're wonderful. Hold me closer. Gods, I want to touch you so much. And this. I want to touch this lovely part of you the most. Would you like that? If I wrap myself even tighter to your body and rock my hips forward, and press my wet slit against your shaft, and get it nice and slick. Oh, oh, yes. Fuck. So hot against me. I'm already dripping. I wanted to tease you just a little bit. I'm the one who can't wait. I need it inside me. Now. Lay down, my darling. I want to see your beautiful body beneath me. And I want you to watch as I take you inside. Good love. I'll just raise myself a little. And now hold on to my hips, my love. I want your hands on me as I slide it in. Yes. Fuck. Oh, you're inside me. I can feel you. So much, so good, the way you spread me open, so perfect. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm finally connected to you. I've waited so long for this. Ever since I fell in love with you, I've fantasized about you almost every day. Not just because you prayed to me. It's more than that. you are gentle and honest and selfless. You're special. My perfect human. My perfect mate. You are so unbelievably cute. I just wanted you for myself. You fit inside me perfectly, just like I knew you would. Because we belong together. We're meant to be. I don't care about anything that says otherwise. Fuck! Oh, does it feel good? Do you feel good, my darling? I want you to feel so good. I can't remember the last time I felt like this. Fuck! I'm never letting you go, my love. Never. You're gonna be mine, right? Oh, you'll be devoted to me. Oh, good. I just wanna be yours. I want you to stay with me forever. I want you inside me forever. I want you to fuck me as much as you want. However you want, I'll take it no matter what, I promise. As long as I get to please you and your perfect cock, I'll do anything. I'll do anything for you, darling. I'll give you anything you want. Fuck. You feel so good. I want more. Give me your hands, love. Yes. Yes, right here on my breasts. Oh, fondle my boobs while I bounce on your delicious cock. Oh, you can massage and squeeze them as much as you want. And my nipples. Yes, like that. Pinch them gently, just like that. Oh, your hands are so warm and nice. I love them. You don't know how hard it was to see you all those days and not be able to touch you. But now I can feel you and hold you and kiss you and love you. I love you, darling. Touch me more. Fuck. You're so hard. It feels so good. Oh, I'm already gonna come. You're gonna make me come. Yes. Pull my hips down and buck up into me. Harder. Don't stop. I'm so close. I love you. I love you. I'm coming. Oh, kiss me. You feel so good. Too good. I want more, please, baby. Fuck me more. I need you to breed me with your cock. Show me who I belong to. I'll pull it out for just a second. And you can take me like this. Fuck me as hard as you want. I don't want you to stop until you come. Don't stop until you're spent inside me. Doesn't that sound nice? Doesn't seeing me on my back, spreading my legs wide apart for you, make you want to pound into my soaked, needy little pussy with all your strength? Don't you want to slam your perfect cock balls deep in me until you creep by my tight, slippery cunt with your hot cum? Because I want it. I need it. I need more. I need you. I need you on me and all over me and inside me. Fuck, I need you inside me. Yes. Come here. Come to me, darling. Oh, I knew you were my perfect worshiper. Get on top. I want to see your adorable face as you push inside my tight, wet pussy. Yes. like that, darling. No, don't tease it against my son like that. I can't take it. It's so sensitive. Inside. Please. I need your cock so badly. My insides feel like they're on fire. I forgot how sensitive my human form is. My body's so hot. I can't take it. I feel like I'm burning. Please, I need it. Yes. Yes, push it in. Please. Oh, yes. More. Deeper. Oh, push until you feel my womb. Kiss your cock. Oh. Yes. I came a little again. No, don't stop. I want to feel good. Make it feel good. My pussy wants your cum so badly. Please breed me like the slutty goddess I am. I'm begging you, please, baby. Oh, gods, yes, love. Please don't stop. Oh, your cock is better than anything I've ever felt before. It's like it was made for me. Oh. My magic. I can't help it. You feel so good. It wants you to fertilize my pussy so badly. You're getting close too. Yes, baby. Yes, keep going. Hard as you can. Push my legs back in. Oh, fuck me. Yes. Breathe me as you press me into the bed. Oh my god, fuck. I'm gonna come again. Your cock is so deep. Keep going. Yeah, you're gonna come. Me too, please. A few more seconds, darling, please. Darling, please fill me up. Oh, yes. Oh, come inside me. Fill my pussy with your seed. Oh, I love you. I love you. Give it to me. Come inside me. Give it to me. Darling. Oh, you're shooting so much. I love you. Fuck. You're throbbing so much still. You're perfect. You filled my pussy so much. So full of your cum. I knew you would. I knew you were perfect. My beautiful human darling. Come here. Stay like this. Inside me for a moment. I never want to stop feeling your touch. Your hands, your body, your lips. I want them all over me. And this cock. You'll give it to me, right? You'll be mine and make me feel good. There's no way I could live without you anymore. You're mine. My love.